5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're all back and happy. Again, sunshines and rainbows inside the studio. All kinds of bad weather outside. We were talking a little bit about this. The Fight Club thing's got a life of its own. I didn't realize that Angel Munoz was saying that when he was in Iraq, they had Friday night fights where they set up a ring and anyone could fight. They weigh you in, find a match, grab some headgear, a mouthpiece, and gloves, and jump right in. I guess with all the tension and stress that you got going on over there.
Yeah. Especially with headgear. If you're giving me headgear, let's do this.
Yeah, they, because seriously, these Fight Club things are real. There's like the underground where you can still find like warehouses, and especially like in New York and in some of the bigger cities, you can find in the inner city where that, like a Friday, Saturday night, they'll do like, because you can come out with money because guys are placing wagers right there, but it's still pretty legit that, and a lot of ex-military guys get in because they miss that adrenaline rush and everything like that. But I've seen some stories on TV about it.
Well, I know they have. I don't know that it goes on here. I know that they have smokers. So like there will be a gym that'll put on what's called a smoker. So it's an unsanctioned MMA card, and they'll just, you know, they'll bring in younger fighters from other gyms that haven't had an amateur fight yet with an organization, but they still want to get that feel of fighting someone from another gym. So they'll do stuff like that. So it's not technically sanctioned by the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulations, which is who sanctions all the fights. So yeah, if you're training at a gym and you're wanting to get a fight, but you're not on a card yet, yeah, you can go to a smoker and fight another dude that weighs about what you weigh. The weight limits are a little bit different, and they don't have an official ref and no judges or anything like that. It's usually fight for three rounds, and there's really no winner that's ever declared, because that's when it becomes illegal, is if you're declaring a winner. Yeah. So a lot of these dudes, they just call it hard sparring. Well, it's still, you know, not technically sanctioned and illegal. Really. Yeah, but, you know, it depends. Like, some smokers, they'll have on, like, shin pads just in case you get kicked in the head and, you know, do as much damage. It'll still knock you out with a shin pad.
The story, I've seen a couple of these. One of them was, I think it was like on a Dateline or a 2020 or something like that. But they still have these other ones, not even MMA type fighting. It's just basically it's like a cage match without the cage. But it's essentially, and guys just bet on it. Mm. I mean, I hate to use the analogy, but it's like back in the day how people would use for, you know, dog fighting or something like that.
You could say cockfighting. It's okay.
Well, no, that was way back in the day. But
they still do
people,
that.
Yeah. But when people show up, and there's wagers going on, and at the end of it, it's all cash, and whoever wins.
I mean, I can't speak for that, but I'm sure that exists.
Somebody texted, yeah, I've not heard of anything like that, but at least not in the Houston scene. And I was
right, not
pretty
in Houston,
well entrenched.
For sure.
Yeah. Somebody said, doesn't Joel know he's not supposed to talk about Fight Club? We also got a text from 1443 that said, so I guess I'm blocked. No. You just
read it.
Just haven't read.
Yeah, Yo Adrian said, by the way, first rule, Fight Club. You're not supposed to talk about Fight Club. That's funny.
All texting, no tweeting said, Raheel versus Barry would turn homosexual pretty quick. I think I'll pass on that one. Okay. You're lost.
Which is followed up by your girl, Tracy Cowley, who says, so I just listened to the segment yesterday, I assume meaning the Blitz. How uncomfortable, Barry, would you feel to get a boner next to me?
Next to you?
Yeah.
I mean,
we're both married. What the hell?
I don't know. I don't think I would feel uncomfortable.
I think you would try to make Joel feel uncomfortable.
I might try to put it on him.
You might knock a statue off the desk or something like in Road Trip.
I might, I might try to touch him with it, but that's... You know, through the pants. Not,
ironically, we
not
might have
naked.
The we might not have naked. The Virgin Mary that you could knock down off the table or something like that.
Yeah, no, I don't know if that would be awkward or not. I guess it would. I don't know.
I think when you're talking about live radio, because a lot of people
did someone get a boner yesterday?
Well, because part of what they were doing was trying to use a product to get that end result.
But was there a boner in studio yesterday?
That
was the question.
That's the question. Did AJ? Get one.
There are people out there you can ask that whether they liked it or not participated because they were producing the show.
Look, I'll do a lot for radio. I don't think I'm doing that. I don't think I'm doing that. I don't know that I would do that. Would you?
No.
Yeah, I think that'd be my line. Those guys, hats off to them, or Jimmy, hats off to them. Whatever.
What if they compensate you?
I'm not doing
see
that.
What you did there, by the way.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah. No. I don't know if I'm doing that. That's a line I don't think I would cross.
We can get to that whole like $50,000. We can get into that conversation again if you want.
All right, $50K, yeah, I'd do it. Yeah, for sure.
$100.
No, somewhere between $50K and $100, somewhere.
And by the way, when you guys were talking about the matchups and then the MMA stuff and all that other stuff, I just envision a lot of what would have gone down if that actually happened was like Turtle versus Ronda Rousey in the Entourage movie. Like, run for your life and try to avoid contact until the time runs out. Yeah, just basically run around the ring as fast as you can and try and avoid any contact.
Right. Somebody said, I'd take Renato in a fight over Fred. He used to be in a gang called the Animals. So you know he'd fight dirty. What kind of gang, what kind of soft-ass gang is called the Animals?
I can tell you.
I'd be careful, because what if they're real?
Yeah, that's
barging
true.
Barging into the studio right now.
Right?
Nick brings like up a very Smurfs. Valid point, because I had a comment in the break, but you do bring up a point that Granato is Italian and from Chicago. He probably had some people that could take care of things, if you know what I mean.
This fight would be over.
Back by the time, when, back...
Because I did get corrected about how much Fred does drink. He does drink a lot.
But he also smokes weed. So, therefore, if the NFL believes it's the quickest way to rehabilitate your body and to bounce back quickly, then Fred should be ready to go at any time.
It's true. He should be bionic. He's like Wolverine.
Let's face it. When Granato was young, if he was in a gang, there was also a show called Our Gang with Spanky and Alfalfa and Froggy. So I'm pretty sure all the guys that got together in the neighborhood called themselves a gang.
I can see Granato be like, I was in a gang. John's called Theater. Whatever. I was in the Sharks and the Jets. Yeah, that's a play. That was you were a character of West Side Story. It doesn't count, Granato.
Or the Warriors.
Whatever. I'll snap you. I'll see snap at you.
Did you ever see the movie The Warriors?
Yeah. He stayed golden pony
Warriors
boy. Yeah.
Come out to play.
Yeah, that's John.
Clanking bottles. You know, and if they were called the Animals,
yeah,
come on, man.
And I don't know about that. They all wore leopard skin.
Club.
They wore like leopard skin hot pants. You want some of this?
I'd be careful.
Like what?
Come in here, pop a cap.
Come in here? Are you kidding me? He's three beers in on the eighth hole right now.
We'll bite you. Wow. Like what? I'm not fighting you guys. You might hold me down and do my hair. I'm
Thursday?
Not-
Who wants six beers in a golf game? Who doesn't? I'm out there right now. All right, Tim Legler of ESPN joins us next. In case you climbed out from under a rock or you just got tired of waiting, hey, the NBA Finals, Game 1 tonight. Ready to go, ABC. We'll talk to Legs next as he covers the NBA for ESPN. We are the Usual Suspects, and this is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, the usual suspects, right here on ESPN 97.5. We let you know before the segment ended, previous to this one, that the finals finally gets underway tonight, as if the anticipation could get any stronger and bigger. Well, wait no more. Game 1 tonight, and so why not go to the expert of experts over there at ESPN and bring in one Tim Legler to give us a little bit of a preview of tonight's finals and maybe some things Rockets along the way. But, Tim, thanks so much for joining us. We know you're busy, but we appreciate you spending some time with us.
My pleasure. Good to be on.
All right, man. So you got game one. Everybody's had enough time to stew on it, wait, and get it going. I know you probably have a take on that as well, but we understand when you get the big network involved that sometimes you got to wait. But the anticipation definitely did nothing but add fuel to the fire. This one is what everybody wanted to see and anticipated they would see all year long. How do you see this thing going?
Yeah, you know, in some ways, this is what is a little bit wrong with the league from this standpoint. You know, basically the series ended, what, last mid-June, and we all said it was a foregone conclusion they were going to meet again unless something crazy happened in the offseason. You know, and then 2 nights before the season started, I make all my predictions on the air, and I say Cleveland, Golden State are going to play in the NBA Finals, and here we are how many months later. And I guess what I mean is there's just so little theatrics associated with the league. You know who's going to get there. Now, having said that, now that we're finally here, I mean, it's almost like thank goodness this is what we ended up with, because this is the only thing that could really satisfy what NBA fans want, which is seeing these two teams go at it. This is a lot like, to me, you know, Ali, Frazier, or even Ali, Tyson, if you want, when they're both undefeated, like facing off in the finals. These are two massive heavyweights. And now all you can hope for is that this series gives us more compelling finishes than what we've seen in the postseason to this point, which have had very little in terms of late game finishes that we talked about the next day. I hope this series lives up to that.
I was going
to
say, because I love the analogy with Ali Frazier, but at the same time, I was going to ask you, because from a league perspective, we all kind of, it was a foregone conclusion. We all expected these two teams would be there again, but from the NBA's perspective, is that a good thing or bad thing? Because you hit it right on the head. We've said it on this show numerous times. The playoffs have been just a huge disappointment. It used to be in the first round you'd have at least one series, 4 versus 5. I go back and do Clippers-Warriors a couple years ago, or Spurs-Clippers, where there's some drama. There's a, you know, a game 7. Along the way, you get a couple of good ones. But, boy, this year, I guess, you know, the luck of the draw for all those good years, we got the short end of the stick this year, because it's been tough to follow and stick with the NBA playoffs. There's been so many blowouts.
No, I'm with you. I mean, it's definitely taking the edge off my job. I mean, because I think of how many nights I'm sitting there watching games, waiting to go on SportsCenter right after the game and break it down, and there's just very little to break down. I mean, these games that I've covered have had such little to talk about in the second half. It's been incredible, really. You know, and I was on one show, and they compared it to, well, what if it, the movie, you go to a movie, right, and the movie's just really slow and dragging along, but the ending is so spectacular that really that's all you're talking about later on, and it ends up being a great movie because the ending was so great. And maybe that's what we're going to have here. And I think the only two teams that could satisfy that would be these two teams. It's just different. The nature of our sport is different. And it was funny. I was sitting with Barry Melrose, who covers the NHL for us, and we were watching, you know, when these two teams finally – when Cleveland won their fifth game in the series against Boston – and we knew who the matchup was going to be. I was sitting next to Barry. He was watching a game 7 that night. And I'm saying to myself, geez, I knew this was going to happen in my league 8 months ago. And he'd had to wait until double overtime of a game 7 to really know who was going to be in the Stanley Cup Finals, because it was not who he predicted. The nature of the sport leads to randomness. So does, you know, baseball. You get a couple of hot pitchers, they can take a wild card team to the World Series. In football, we've seen it. So basketball's different. It's just you're not going to beat a team with more talent if they're not injured in a best of 7. So you don't get 5 through 8 seeds make it to the finals. You just don't. You get the teams with the most talent. And so it's a matter of just waiting to get there. And maybe there's a couple surprises along the way in series. But at the end of the day, the two teams you expect to get there if they're not banged up. And that's what's happened again in this case. So, again, maybe this layoff has allowed the hype to build to the point where we sucked back a lot of people in that maybe lost interest along the way, and now everybody's going to be tuned in tonight. I think the ratings are going to be off the charts for this series because there's just so many interesting storylines.
Tim Legler joins us on the HRMP listener line. Tim, are you worried, though, that long-term this could have a negative effect on the NBA and the product if it's too predictable and there's only a couple of teams that are competing year in and year out?
I mean, yeah, I do. I can't say it any other way. It is because, you know, how do you keep the overall fan base of the NBA as intrigued in as many markets as we're in if you kind of feel like, how is anybody going to beat these two teams? And people were talking about this being, you know, third straight. Wow, you know, it never happened before in the history of the league. We've had the same two franchises match up in the finals 3 years in a row, which is actually kind of incredible to me when you think about the Lakers and Celtics back in the 60s. You think about the Lakers and Celtics in the 80s. It never happened 3 years in a row. Well, I got news for you. Barring something crazy like two other massive free agents joining up to go with a third guy in another team we don't know about right now, if these two teams keep these cores together, this could go on for the foreseeable future. I'm talking, this could be 4 years, 5 years, 6 years in a row.
Yeah, this trumps Celtics, Lakers back in the day.
And I don't know that that's good for the league or not. I mean, it's certainly great for these two markets, but overall interest in the league, I think the finals, you're still going to have it because it's so great what we're going to watch. But I think most of the rest of the regular season and postseason, yeah, some people might find other stuff to watch because they feel like, what's the point? I'll just tune in late May, early June when we get to the series that really matters because these two teams are unbeatable.
Yeah, wake me when they play because it has the potential of trumping Lakers Celtics back in the 70s because of the fact that these two teams are loaded and Durant's already talking about taking less money to make sure they keep their core together. So it is quite possible. With all that being said, how do you look at the series? Because, you know, everybody's saying, well, Cleveland doesn't play defense. Well, Golden State, they play good defense, but Golden State is predicated on fast-paced, high-scoring, lots of shooting. And you know that the Cavaliers at least have athleticism if you put Shumpert in there and J.R. Smith, that guys that can guard other people, and they have an advantage by having more bigs that can go on the low post. What are your keys to the series?
Well, I think there's a few. I think when I look at Golden State, it's tough to imagine any team defensively being able to come up with a game plan to take everything away that you need to. And it's just, they have so many weapons. This is the best shooting team in the history of the league. You have three of the best individual shooters that the league's ever seen on the same team. Draymond Green is incredibly unique, playmaking, powerful. They've got a deep bench. And, you know, think about them a year ago. They lose in the finals. They lose three straight. The Draymond Green situation happens. They lose momentum. Cleveland seizes it. They win the last two games, dramatic fashion. They didn't have Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is the differentiating factor now with these two teams because I thought last year Cleveland got really physical with Steph Curry as the series wore on, and they were allowing it to be called that way, and they were bumping him, hitting him, switching onto him, making him play in traffic. He was getting pushed further and further out. He wasn't getting to the line. He became less efficient. He had some bad turnovers. Well, what do you do to answer that? You go out and you get a guy like Kevin Durant, second-best player in the NBA, and a guy not as susceptible to that because he's 6'11". He can shoot over the top of anyone at any time. And so his shot-making capability and where he can get shots is something Golden State did not have a year ago, even though they won 73 games. Cleveland put a blueprint out there of how to beat them. In a seven-game series, if you're locked in on one team and you have the right personnel to get physical, you can affect a guy like Steph Curry. You can't really do that as much with Kevin Durant. So I think, to me, Golden State now has just too many options to go to for a team to be able to answer it. For that long a period of time, over 48 minutes, over seven games, they're going to get you. And that's why I favor Golden State to win the series. But I will say this. You know, do we make an argument for why Cleveland can win it? Well, there's one LeBron James that's ever walked the earth,
yep,
and this team has him.
Yep.
And no one physically can dominate a series or an opponent the way that LeBron James can. So he can control it out of his greatness and his just physical dominance. He can control the series in a way that you affect Golden State's rhythm in a way that no one else would be able to.
Well, we saw it last year. He can will a team to victory the way he brought them back last year, and he put them on their shoulders and he carried them. So it is possible. Before we let you go,
don't write them off. I'm not going to slight them. I think Golden State in seven games. That's why I think it goes the distance, because I'm giving LeBron and that team the ultimate sign of respect. I just think Golden State's a better team. I think they've got more options.
Before we let you go, we know how the Rockets exited. You had been out on Twitter and said, one of the worst disappearing acts for a star in a big game I've seen in James Harden. How does James bounce back from that? Can he bounce back from that? And does he have to wait till next year's playoffs to even have a chance to redeem himself?
Absolutely. And, you know, you're not going to forget what he did this season and what a talented player he is. Everybody gets that. But when you have a moment like he had at the end of that series, you know, and I'm still not sure. If I went back and watched it again, I still would be in amazement at what I was watching that night. And I saw it early in the game. He passed up shots. He was passive. You know, his team had to be in a state of shock. That shot of Mike D'Antoni at halftime sitting there staring at a glazed look over his eyes, spinning his prior race board on his fingertips. I don't know if you remember that. James Harden sitting like two seats over. That was like halftime of the game. Like, you could tell Mike D'Antoni was even like, how am I supposed to win a game when this guy is acting like this tonight? So for James Harden now, the only thing he can do to erase that memory from people's minds is to win a championship.
Well, and you know what? You said it. It wasn't just the look. Those guys, that's a coach and his best player not speaking for the entire time the cameras were on him. And you could tell something just wasn't right. But I said he's bounced back from the Kardashian curse, and he had an MVP-like season. But you're not going to bounce back from a playoff collapse again until the next playoffs, and that's a long time to wait. Tim, we really appreciate it. We know you're busy. If you want to follow him, great follow. Man knows his NBA and a lot of basketball. At Legs, L-E-G-S, ESPN. Follow Tim Legler. Watch him on ESPN. Catch him after every game of the finals. Tim, we appreciate it, man. Best of luck in the future.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.
Tim Legler right there of ESPN. Little basketball talk, getting ready for game one of the NBA Finals tonight. We'll be back with a whole lot more of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Bags real good, baby, because you'll be gone
for a while. ESPN 97.5.
If you love sports, you'll definitely love having a fantasy sports ticker from TickerCom. It's an LED sign that gives you live game updates. Hang it in your man cave, garage, or even on your porch. Check them out at fantasysportstickers.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, Joel, till four, Usual Suspects. I can't believe this.
What?
So, the trials and tribulations, and it just of certain teams, you just feel like they're cursed, doomed, or they just know how to screw things up.
Okay.
We'll talk about the Clippers later, because they're one of them.
I was going to say, who are we talking about, the Oilers? Hold on.
Right. See, there's plenty. We can go down the list. But how about the Mets this year? Okay. Today, by the way, Terry Collins, their manager, was ejected because Bat Boy interference was reversed.
Bat Boy?
Yeah. So Bat Boy interference is involved in a Mets game. Let's not forget the sex toy in the locker in the picture that the Mets account tweeted earlier this year.
Okay.
Not to mention the Dark Knight going AWOL, golfing and drinking when he was supposed to be pitching Matt Harvey and having to clear all that up. And then, oh, by the way, last night, I also heard it titled this way and billed this way. I don't know that Mr. Met has ever been one of the most recognizable, known, famous, and world popular mascots of all time.
No, as was billed. You don't think so?
No, I think the San Diego Chicken, the Philly Fanatic.
I think Mr. Met might be up there.
I think the ESPN commercials have done a lot to bolster him.
I can tell you who's not Orbit. No one knows who the hell that dude is.
That guy's talented, man.
Orbit?
That dude is out of this world.
I see what you did.
See what I did there?
All right.
So anyway, last night, America's team, the Milwaukee Brewers, in the National League only. No, okay. I say that only because I'm from there, as you know.
I know.
But I'm happy that the Brewers are doing well.
I'm happy for you.
But they have not been doing well of late. I think they had dropped seven of their last 10, even though they are in first place. But they went in and they beat the Metropolitans in New York. On the way off the field, Mr. Met has to go past some of the stands through an aisleway. They're still trying to figure out if someone said something, regardless of whether they did or not. Mr. Met decided as a parting shot as he was heading to his locker to turn around and flip off the fan.
And they got it on video.
Yeah, and you know how we always talk about how everybody works for TMZ these days because they all got a phone, so they're all a reporter. Uh-huh. Well, someone got good video of it, and it came down today that there are actually several people that play Mr. Met, but the one that played him last night will no longer be playing.
So there's not one Mr. Met?
No.
What? I feel like this is, I've been lied to. I feel like this is a sham. I feel like now you're going to tell me there's a little orbit and a half orbit. Because there is, actually. Those are the weird ones that are like
the blow-up
orbits.
Don't let me get you going on Santa Claus.
Oh, hey, now. Easy.
That guy's been doing it for
a long
time.
Might be some kids in the...
I'm saying. He's been doing it a long time. That guy still gets it done. But some of these fakes and imposters, this Mr. Met
thing. I think who brought it up that said, was it really the middle finger if he only has four fingers?
Yeah, so I'm watching it on SportsCenter this morning, and then I'm also watching it on the Today Show, and their issue is he only has three fingers and a thumb, so how can you prove it was the middle finger? If you look at the video, it's pretty clear it ain't the pointer finger.
But I could give you the ring finger, and that would look like the middle finger, doesn't it, Nick?
Yep.
See, like that... versus that is not the same. This is the one that you deserve. Yeah,
that's the one that
this means will
I
you marry
be upset
me?
About.
Yeah, this one you can go to hell. Will you marry me? I don't understand why it's a big deal.
Yeah. So last night, then immediately after it began being scrutinized and talked about, the Mets issued a statement said, "We apologize for the inappropriate action of this employee. We do not condone this type of behavior. We are dealing with this matter internally." Well, evidently, internally came to externally. When it was found out this morning that he will no longer be, at least, they didn't say he was fired. They just said he will no longer be in the suit portraying Mr. Met.
So he's not fired, so he's going to still work in the ticket sales
I don't know.
Office.
Either way, it's possible. He could be an intern.
I'm guessing that's what it
copy
was,
paper.
Right?
But it depends on how serious you take being a mascot.
Yeah, if that's your career goal, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a fireman. I want to be a mascot. What?
Barry, I'm going to tell you right now.
No.
They make bank.
I've told Nick this before.
Don't.
They make ridiculous bank. When you say radio money,
I know we had a guy.
They're blowing radio money out of the water.
Don't they have like agents and publicists?
Some do.
So there's a comedian, and I forget his name. Oh, it's so bad because we had him on our show on Sunday once, and he was the mascot for the Golden State Warriors for a good while. And it was back in the day when Turbo, he was a mascot like Turbo. So he had more of like the weird jumpsuit.
Oh, the Warriors guy was a spinoff. He was one of Turbo's assistants.
Yeah, he's
and
a comedian
got the Warriors
now.
Gig. Oh,
he's
really?
He's a comedian now. Okay. And I know him. And actually, I featured for him. And we had him on the show. And he was telling stories about that. But yeah, and he said he loves the dude that played Turbo. Like, that's how he learned and all that.
Great dude.
But he talked about, you know, he did okay. I mean, he wasn't talking about making bank. I don't know what you guys consider bank. But he said he did okay, but that there were a lot of, side benefits of being the mascot. Like, he got a lot of ass, is what I'm saying. Like, he got a whole lot of ass just being the Warriors mascot.
Oh, so he was rich. He was making bank.
I don't think.
No, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's because, in all seriousness, maybe it's because he was on the West Coast and life was, you know, because it's more expensive to live there.
It could be.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Let me just say that if you're a mascot, and obviously the Mets do it differently, if you're the one and only mascot for a team and you can get that to be like have a life of its own, like the San Diego Chicken, like the Philly Fanatic, like, you know, things like that, like the gorilla in Phoenix.
Right.
The payday is ridiculously high.
Is it for the appearances?
It's six figures and above.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, appearances are good. Huge. It's silly.
Somebody's texted, I went to high school with Orbit. Deer Park High mascot, then UT mascot, then Orbit. So it really was his career.
Some people
aspirations.
It's like, yeah, I mean, the
strange.
Guy that played clutch was the Delaware Blue Hen.
What?
In college, and then got to be clutch.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, and they have mascot. They go to mascot academies and there's a whole, like, a teaching class, like a classroom type and also, like, the shtick of being able to take a fall and do all these things.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, there's classes and seminars and all these guys getting there. When you're in, you're all in.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
So at least there's one less Mr. Met now based on
competition.
A misplaced digit on the way off the field.
Or there's an opening. Huh?
Nick? You ever want to have a big ball on your head, run around in a uniform?
I mean, not one that your uncle put there. Wait a minute. Hey-o.
Wow.
Call back.
All right, speed bag aside, we're going to be back in just a minute as we continue to roll on. It's the usual suspects, hey, on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Barry, Nick, Usual Suspects till 4, ESPN 97.5. I can assure you. You don't know.
Snap. Sorry.
Go ahead.
DePhilpot just tweeted to us. He said, little known fact, Barry and Joel, I applied and interviewed to be Orbit back in the day.
Our guy, Philpot?
Yeah. Not enough mascot experience. So they're out there saying, let me see your mascot resume.
I'm telling you, dude.
And you're like, well, you know.
They missed out on Philpot for sure.
Yeah.
You put some bally antennas on Philpot. He might not need a costume.
Yeah, kinda looks like Philpot would have been a fantastic mascot.
He could be Cookie Monster and Orbit. He had that look about him. I miss Philpot.
Sean Lundy said, hey, Barry, a friend, quote, told me Clutch does porn where he dances like a stripper.
I'm going to tell you this. There's a reason why that guy was good at his job.
Oh?
Because he was the epitome of a 9-year-old child sometimes.
Really? Was he hard to hang out with?
He was the guy that just never grew up. I mean, he was all about fun at all times.
Okay.
But like, I've also heard what you said about when you talk about the mascots. I've heard some things about how people, you know how we talked about how people have nasty foot fetishes?
Yeah.
There are people that have fetishes that they want either full costume or at least leave the head on.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool though.
You'd like to get boffed by a mascot head?
No, I'd like for some chick that if I had a mascot outfit, she'd want me to wear it. Banger. That'd be kind of cool. Like if my wife was like,
God, you scared me there for a minute. I thought you were looking to get Clutch naked.
No. But if my wife was like, hey, go put on that Spartan helmet, you USC Trojan. Or Trojan helmet or whatever the hell it is.
Spartans would be Michigan State.
Whatever.
That would
come in here and bang me in your orbit.
More appropriately, you could be Trojan man.
I could. Come in, yeah. Like if she wanted me to bang her with my orbit head on, I'd kind of dig that.
Honey, is that your antenna? Or are you just happy to see me?
Yeah. I wouldn't that would be kind of different, right? Like
different, yeah.
Like role play? I've always been kind of intimidated to role play. I don't know. It's just not something I do, but I think it would be kind of cool. Like, you know?
Nick is refraining, shaking his head right now.
Nick, what did you and your uncle used to do when...
Shut the hell up, dude. I knew you were going to go down that road. I swear.
You knew?
I had a feeling he was going to set it up like that.
Your uncle used to play principal or was it priest and altar boy?
Good cop, bad cop.
Yeah. I'm going to have to search you now. What is this? What is this?
Son, you've never seen a nightstick before?
Is this where you're hiding your contraband? Ow! Uncle Paul, it hurts!
Not the cuffs, not again.
Oh, my gosh.
You have the right to remain silent.
Hey, are we doing the spelling bee or not? I really want to beat your ass at the spelling bee.
This whole thing is your competition. Everything's a competition.
I know. Are we going to do it with our shirts off? That would be even better.
Well, after we run the 40 and then we run 3 miles, Nick?
No. I want to do a spelling bee. Today, apparently, it's over. They've got the finalists. I think we should do a spelling bee. I really do. You and me,
dude,
Joel.
I'm so tired. We only got an hour left in the show.
So? It's just one segment. We'll just do... I think you're scared of my superior...
Scared? I'll tell you what. I'm so scared? Not scared, but today, I'm so not scared that I'm going to put... I'll tell you what. Not only will we do it...
Okay. Yes!
Okay, not only will we do it,
W-H-O-O-P-I-N that ass.
Not only are we going to do it, but I got someone that's going to prove to you.
Wait a minute.
Oh, he's
not doing it.
I'm gonna
he's appointing someone off the bench.
We're going to do it, and I'm going to put Trey in my position. Trey versus Barry. Nick, you can play too, but I'm going to put Trey up there, and I bet you Trey holds his own.
You don't think
I
can
think so
hold
no.
on? You don't think I can outspell?
Y'all went to the same school system.
That is true.
That is true.
God, this is going to be a debacle for
and
Cy
Fair
ISD.
Trey told me several times he took a higher class load and curriculum than you did.
Well, yeah, but never mind. I'm not going to go down that road. I don't want his mom sending me any letters. I can't believe you're going to get Trey. You don't
Heck
think I
yeah.
can, one? You don't think I could beat? I think you're scared
no,
of
here's
me.
The thing. This
you're
is
scared
like,
of me, but you don't think I'm smarter than Trey.
This is the preseason.
Oh, is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah, this is like the you're pre-qualifier. Just, you got to get by the pre-qualifier. You got to beat Trey first, Mr. Challenge Guy.
Well, one, he's dyslexic. So if I lose to a dyslexic weirdo, oh God, this is going to be the worst day of my life. But if I got to get
yeah,
through Trey to
I
get
just
to you.
I kicked your ass in a spelling bee. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. Okay.
Oasis.
Oasis.
Oh.
O-A-S-I-S is Oasis.
Okay, fine. Challenge accepted. You
Good.
Don't think
get
I can.
Nick, we're going to get Trey in here.
At 3 o'clock.
Yeah, 3. Okay, after this.
Last
after
hour.
This segment.
Top of the hour.
Yeah.
3
Trey's
o'clock.
Gonna come in here. Are you participating, Nick, or are you just...
No, I'm going to watch
You
got to
get some words. You got to give the words. You're
yeah,
going to be
give the
word.
Words,
oh,
so I can't cheat.
There you go. There you
yeah.
go. Nick
so
will give the words.
You get the words, and then y'all can watch me whoop this dude's ass in spelling,
you know
and
what
then
we should do?
Joel,
we do this
I'm coming
on,
for you.
On Facebook Live. Are we doing this on Facebook Live?
I don't care. If they want to see
idea.
The...
Yeah, why don't we do that, too? Why
they want to
see
do
that
this ass
quickly? Can we turn it around like that quick?
Yeah, I think we can.
Well, let's turn it around then. Let's get Facebook Live.
Oh, I can't wait.
Nick will give the words. I will be your narrator, your host. I will not give you the origin. I will not give you. Maybe I will give
are
you.
Are we really doing an origin thing?
Yes. I want it to be just like the spelling bee. I want it to be where you're going to give the word, Nick. You're going to say the word. And then if I want it used in a sentence, you have to use it in a sentence. If I want the origin, you have to give me the origin. If I need to know if it's a noun or a verb. Or one of those other things.
Nick, don't be alarmed when Trey goes, can you give me the orifice? Because it's not going to be the origin.
I have a feeling Trey would ask. He'd be like, oh, can you spell it for me? No, Trey, that's the whole point. Oh, is that cheating?
I like alternative meaning. No, I mean, not. I need alternate meaning and orifice.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, I can't believe this.
Tell you what, it'll be a battle for the supreme school system in the state of Texas.
Cy Fair ISD.
So either way,
you're about
to
get embarrassing.
You will be a winner and a loser.
Oh gosh, I really
Cy Fair ISD. Nick, don't you wish you went there?
Now I'm kind of regretting this because I feel like I'm going to lose to Trey.
That would be simply awesome.
Oh yeah, you would like it because you're too scared to face me one on one.
No, I'm not. I think you have to get to my level, so you have to beat Trey first. And here's the other thing, Nick. If Trey wins, he takes over your fantasy baseball team
because
he shows how intelligent he can be.
I'm not against that. That's
there
fine.
You go.
Okay.
I'm all for it.
I
there
like
you go.
It.
So there's a reward for Trey in it.
Oh God, now I feel like I kind of regret that I pushed this a little too much.
And if Trey wins, he gets Dr. Dre.
Oh, no. We don't want to. You should see the text we get from our listeners. I know they can't spell. I know that for a fact.
Wow.
Yeah, somebody wants to know, can we take bets on the one that no one gets a word correct? Well, it depends on how hard the words are.
Oh, Nick, you could have some fun with this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of, like, the most difficult words for Barry.
Oh, thanks.
Like the 4 or 5 syllable words for Barry and then like the 1 syllable words
for Trey?
For Trey.
For intern Trey. But no, I'm going to mix it up.
Well, that's right because they don't get the same word.
Just say there.
Or does he get the word in the event that he misses it? Like if you misspell a word, do I give that same word to Trey?
I don't think that's how it works in the spelling bee.
I don't know.
We could do that. If I miss it, then he can have a chance to spell it. For the win.
And actually, one of the other things that you brought up was the when if you misspell the word, what's the sound?
You get a ding. You have a yes.
That's a good point.
That means you've misspelled it. Yes.
People are going to think, because I always use the ding as the right answer.
No, that's not how the spelling bee works. If you spell it correctly, there should be crowd noise. You have a crowd applause.
Yeah.
That.
There you go.
That means it's been spelled correctly. If you miss it, it should be a ding.
which is the weirdest thing ever. But yeah,
it is weird.
We were watching the spelling bee today, and I think, Nick, you're on the same page with me. I did not know, instead of getting a buzzer, if you get it wrong, you get the bell, which normally would mean you got it right, in my mind.
It's not the case.
So applause is you got it right, and the happy bell is you're going home.
See, Sean wants to know if you could beat Juggalo Trey in a spelling
bee. With my eyes closed.
You can spell with your eyes
damn
closed.
Right.
Good for you.
Thank you very much. Hidden talents you didn't know about.
All right, we're doing this.
How about that, Sean?
I'm nervous. Oh,
Sean, I don't
lose.
Think you could
I'm
beat
the worst.
Bull.
I'm a horrible speller. I just want you to know. That's the funny thing is, I've challenged you.
Yeah.
You basically just got challenged to like a boxing match from Webster. Like, I'm the worst speller on the planet. So I didn't think you would. I didn't think it would get this far. I figured Joel would just say no, and then that would be it.
Well, Tom Brady, I'm bringing the Cleveland Browns to the table, and if you lose to them, uh-oh.
I'm going to be so embarrassed in the next 15 minutes.
Someone get
can't.
Trey. Trey better not let me down. Spelling Bee is next, coming up in the final hour right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.